First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, June 25th. I hope you're well and cool. Coming up,
we're kind of grasping at every little bit of sunshine we get, I think, and trying to make the most of it, where we can do that but just being careful.
Record temperature could be set today, and state of emergency after two earthquakes in Venezuela. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, a new all-time high temperature record could be set in Ireland today. The previous record was set at Kilkenny Castle on the 26th of June, 1887, 139 years ago, at 33.3 degrees. Met Éireann says today we'll see intense heat, humid conditions and another tropical night ahead. It's warning of possible forest fires and an increased risk as more people head to beaches and rivers. The HSE is urging people to protect themselves from the sun as high temperatures continue. With a status yellow weather warning in place, health officials are reminding people to follow the SunSmart 5S's: slip on clothing, slop on sunscreen, slap on a hat, seek shade and slide on sunglasses. Professor Aoife Lally, consultant dermatologist at St Vincent's Hospital, says people mistake having a tan as something healthy.
It's very important that people seek shade, try not to get a tan from the sun, wear sunglasses and, of course, wear a hat and sun protection factor. So broad spectrum sun protection factor on the areas that are exposed. And to remember, there's no such thing as a healthy tan.
The Housing Minister has asked Ishka Éireann to avoid carrying out non-essential waterworks while the hot weather continues. James Brown says he's concerned planned outages could leave vulnerable people, particularly older people, without water during the warm spell. He's asked the utility to postpone non-urgent works where possible and give maximum notice if interruptions can't be avoided. Meanwhile, Irish tourists heading to Europe are being warned about the dangers of this week's heatwave. It comes as temperatures top 40 degrees in some popular Irish holiday destinations, with heat alerts in place across Spain, France, Italy and Portugal. The Irish Travel Agents Association says the heatwave across Western Europe is increasing the risk of dehydration, heat exhaustion and sunstroke. CEO Claire Dunn says travellers are advised to drink plenty of bottled water and stay out of the worst of the heat.
Avoid going outside in the hottest part of the day. Normally between 11 and 3 is really good advice. You know, plan your activities, your sightseeing or your other outdoor activities for early in the morning. And then do like they do on the continent, have a siesta and then go out again late in the afternoon or the evening. So you're avoiding the hottest part of the day.
In other news, back-to-back earthquakes have hit Venezuela, with buildings collapsing in the country's capital. The US Geological Survey says the first had a magnitude of 7.1, with an even larger tremor of 7.5 hitting minutes later. The epicenter was along the country's Caribbean coast. There are reports there could be high casualties, and it is just being reported now, according to Venezuela's interim president, that at least 32 people have been killed after those two earthquakes, and at least 700 people have been injured. The Irish economy is holding firm despite growing international uncertainty. The ESRI is forecasting economic growth of 2.6 to 2.8% this year and next, saying domestic activity remains strong. However, the Institute says risks remain, particularly around energy prices and the conflict in the Middle East. ESRI Professor Alan Barrett says any sustained increase in fuel costs could feed through to higher inflation for things like food here.
For this year, we see inflation averaging about 3.7% for the year, moderating a little bit down to about 3.1% next year. That is a fairly substantial amount of inflation in the system. And of course, while wages are going to be increasing over this period, with inflation of that sort of rate, it could be the case that folks are not going to see real increases in their take-home pay, which is obviously very, very disappointing.
The Dáil is to debate a bill today aimed at ensuring religious orders can be held financially accountable for historical child abuse. The bill, introduced by Labour leader Ivana Bacic, would allow survivors to pursue civil claims against unincorporated religious orders and trusts holding their assets. Labour says the legislation would close legal loopholes that have allowed some to avoid paying redress. Ivana Bacic says survivors should get the justice they fought for.
even this week, we've just heard so many horrific disclosures and allegations about awful child sex abuse that has gone on in the past, whether it's people like Eamon Cook, whether it's the Dundero school abuse. So we do need to ensure survivors have access to redress. And a lot of religious orders have set up trusts into which they've transferred all their assets. So again, survivors can't access it.
Three Ireland says it blocked more than 26 million suspected scam calls last year and intercepted over 455,000 fraudulent text messages. Its fraud team has already blocked 4 million scam calls this year as fraudsters continuously evolve their tactics to target customers by phone and text. Tom Kinsella, Chief Consumer Officer at Three Ireland, says scam calls are becoming increasingly sophisticated.
It's a growing issue, which is why we're highlighting it to consumers to really be on the lookout, be vigilant. You know, unfortunately, fraudsters are part of our lives and they're not going away. But at Three, we are investing millions in terms of technology to block those calls in order to protect our consumers. And we're asking consumers to be on the lookout, be vigilant, beware.
New research suggests the Australian ban on teenagers using social media isn't working. Since coming into force in December, a study has shown over 85% of young people surveyed had managed to stay on the platforms despite the ban. Andy Burrows is from a UK charity which aims to make online environments safer.
This research underlines that Australia's ban is just not working, again showing that a majority of under 16s are still using social media platforms. The ban is having no impact on how long teenagers are spending on these services.
And in sport, in soccer, Scotland face a nervous wait to find out if they'll progress to the knockout stages of the World Cup for the first time following a 3-0 defeat to Brazil. Steve Clarke's side are aiming to be one of the best third place teams. Also in Group C, Morocco got past Haiti 4-2 to finish second behind Brazil. Switzerland secured top spot in Group B with a 2-1 win over Canada. The co-hosts are also through to the last 32. This evening, Germany take on Ecuador and Curaçao face Ivory Coast to conclude Group E. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.